أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. My dear brother and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we're going to talk about another prophet and messenger from Allah. But today is unique. Why is unique? Every story in Quran is unique about a lesson. But today we will discover something. The rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah changed it completely in these two, three stories. Allah, He did things He never done it before. Allah is the owner. He can do whatever He want, in the time He want, in the way He want. He will questioning us, but we do not questioning His action. And before we start, I remind myself and I remind you why we are here. What we want to gain. Who we aiming for? Are we poor to Allah? Do we realize right now is 100,000 angel is checking the status of the heart of each one of us? And the only one will benefit is the one his heart is already only for Allah, nothing else. And the right of this gathering is the intention to be pure to Allah. If you have anything in your heart, erase it before it's too late. And also is to set the intention to implement what you hearing and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for vision, basira, and nur, light, and wisdom, hikmah, because all this coming from Allah, not from the one who talk. And number three is to ask Allah to allow you to convey the message, because this is what Bani Israel did not do. They gain the knowledge, but it not benefit them, and they do not benefit others. It's almost like somebody have money, and he's not spending for himself or other. What's the benefit? Similar, when you have knowledge, is no benefit for your knowledge unless it benefit you and benefit other. Why I said today is so unique, I will tell you later on. Or if you really connect your heart, Allah will allow you to understand. Was understanding from Allah, not from me. Also a point in here, because most of you are female, I have to remind you by something. Something Allah make decision about it, not me. Why all prophet and messenger is male, not female? And why Isa ibn alayhi salam, Jesus came the way he is? We will talk about it when we time coming to talk about Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind. And He created Adam and He created Eve. He gave Adam certain quality, He gave Eve certain quality. And He gave each one a job. And the job of messenger or prophet is not easy. And you cannot have emotion enter between. No emotion, no brain. Why? Because you are a slave to Allah. And we will see it now, inshallah, in these stories. And this is why today I discover, if you try to prepare female to be an inviter is not easy, because he puts the emotion mixed with the knowledge. It is their personality, it is their weakness, Allah give it to them. But we have to struggle to oppress ourselves for Allah. Similar, when somebody has money, he oppresses his desire of owning and having to spread for Allah, to give. All of us have ego. All of us have self-respect. You will find out today, if you won't be inviter, all this has to be erased for Allah. Because always in the time of inviting, something will happen. And we will see inshaAllah. By this way, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me and you to accept our gathering purely to Allah, and to ask Allah to put barakah and blessing and nur and wisdom and mercy in all of our heart, and make us truthful and honest to Allah and sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع وعين لا تدمع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يستجاب له. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم زدنا علما وانفعنا بما علمتنا يا رب العالمين، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض، واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. أنا وأنتم والمسلمين جميعا. أيوب عليه السلام. Which job? I pronounce it correct? Job. If I made a mistake, please correct me. Job. Job, which Ayyub alayhi salam, his story is unique, and he's a man and a prophet. Allah set the example of him, of the patient. And he is a messenger. How we know it? From Quran, Surah An-Nisa, chapter Nisa, verse 163, is a proof he is a messenger. Ayyub alayhi salam, he is from the seed of Ishaq. He's Ayyub ibn Mawsin ibn Razih ibn al-Ais ibn Ishaq ibn Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he was married from a Muslim woman, because at this time it was not too many Muslim women, only few or only one. All this nation at this time, you can figure out, imagine a messenger, his wife is Muslim, the rest of all the nation no Islam. Because today we complain about, we said the environment is against us. This normal. Because today I believe we are in the beginning and the trench of the beginning of Islam. If we understand the Sunnah of Allah. And we just even not beginning yet. But people do not understand that. May Allah give us understanding. And this wife of Job, the wife of Job, Ayyub alayhi salam, from the seed of Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob. And before we go to the story of Ayyub alayhi salam, Job, we remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الصالحون ثم الأمثل فالأمثل. The most tested and trialed people is the messenger, the one who have calamity, and after that the pious people, and after that the good one and the good one. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, يبتلى الرجل على حسب دينه فإن كان في دينه صلابة زيد في بلاء. If the man, meaning mankind, he will give a calamity and a trial according to his state of his deen, meaning the state of your iman, faith. If your iman is strong, Allah will increase the calamity, and you keep Allah increasing. And all this hadith sahih, by the way, is authentic. You can find it in Ahmad and Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. What is the wisdom behind what we're talking about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and this in general, not about this story, but in general about all the story of all the messenger and prophet in Quran. We give you their stories, عبرة, a wisdom, to those who have lub, to those who have wisdom. Doesn't mean you have a brain, you have a lub. Not everybody has a brain, has a lub. Not everybody has a brain, he's a wise. Not everybody has a brain, he can see. And vision of the brain or vision of the heart, meaning understanding, meaning he is a thinker. What kind of a thinker? A thinker from Allah. Thinker for Allah. Always with Allah. At this time, Allah will give him. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this wisdom for this quality of people. The one who seek wisdom from Allah. And what is the wisdom also behind it? Allah said it in Quran, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ. We reveal to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the news of all the messenger, مَا نُثَبِّتْ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, to give you steadfast in your thinking. وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقِّ, and did the truth from Allah. وَمَوَعِذَةٌ, and a wisdom. وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and a reminder to the believer. By this way, we have three benefit of these stories. Number one, to make you steadfast, because now you understand what is going on, and you understand the way of Allah is the way of Allah. Number two is a wisdom. Number three is a reminder. To whom? The believer, not anyone. Now, and this Surah Hud, verse 120. Who's Ayyub alayhi salam? Ayyub alayhi salam, he was different than any messenger and prophet. And only three similar to Ayyub alayhi salam. Only three. All messenger and prophet was poor. All messenger and prophet have no anyone close to them. Has no any mean. Except three. Anybody know who the three? The three is one of them is Ayyub. He was very rich. Very rich. And another one we'll talk about in the next couple of weeks, inshallah, was David, Dawood alayhi salam, and Sulaiman. Which they get kingdom. They ask Allah. Sulaiman, he asked, give me a kingdom nobody ever will have or will have. Imagine, and we think we have kingdom, and we think we have technology, we have nothing. And we talk about Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلَهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. It will never be another places like them. Allah said that, meaning we have nothing compared to what they have. And we talk about it before, but just a reminder. Ayyub alayhi salam was rich. Is this normal? No. Why is it not normal? Because all messenger and prophet we learn from Allah, all of them is poor. All of them has no mean. All of them has no any mean or even knowledge or anything. But Allah give them. By this way, we're talking now about a unique situation. A messenger who's very, very rich. Let's see how much rich he has. But before we say that, do you know what's going on? All messenger and prophet people used to tell them, come on, you are a messenger? How come you don't have money? And even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he tell him? وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى رَجْلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. If this Quran has been revealed to some of the people who are the head of our tribes, the people who are rich, have a status. Because always one people is status. Money status, or community and whatever status. And always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives His message to somebody so humble, so poor, nothing. Have nothing. A wisdom from Allah. Why also? Because they are the setting example for us. And they're supposed to advise us about the hereafter. By this way, how a messenger advises us of a hereafter and he's going after a life. It doesn't work. You see? They are the example of us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مُؤَبْقَى. What Allah have for you is better for you. And for infinity. What Allah save for us in hereafter, for infinity, as better for us. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِلْأَبْرَارِ. And what Allah has for us is better for the pious people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَ بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't look to what I have been giving to others from wives and giving and material status. This is to make them enjoy with it. And what Allah have for you in the hereafter is better for you. And he explained Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Muhammad, what I give them is zahra, is the flower of this life. And we talked about it before. Why Allah call it a zahra, not a thamara? Because zahra, meaning a flower, it comes before the thamara, which is a fruit. If you cut the flower, you never have a fruit. And if you wait and be patient and do not touch the flower, you get the fruit. Anybody who knows trees, he knows that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي. Two, struggle them and make them, have calamity and trial them in what I give them. And what Allah have been provided for you in the hereafter is bitter for you. And it will stay. This is now the fundamental understanding about Messenger and Prophet and what they're supposed to do, or what status Allah chose it to be engaged with. But Ayyub alayhi salam was different. Ayyub alayhi salam, he has a lot of money. What are we supposed to do when we have money? We have to thank Allah for it. How? By doing thanks to Allah. How? By spend it. And use it for the right cause, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because also, all this is a wisdom from Allah to test us. What he has? They said he has a lot of land, a lot of sheep, a lot of cows. And they said his wife was so pretty, one of the most beautiful women in his own time. What this meaning? We can see you have a beautiful wife, you have money. This all the trial people always look for. We'll see what happened. But with all the money he has a habit. He never eat alone. Never eat alone. He always look for somebody needy. And he will never eat if he heard somebody did not eat. Any place. He is scared to eat if he have knowledge about somebody has no food. Until he go run and feed the person and come back and eat. And he will not wear his clothes if he heard somebody have no clothes. Until he go and give him clothes and come back. How much he used to have? According to some report, most of his value or his land was in Syria area. And they call it in Buthayna, a very beautiful valleys. And he used to own the valley, the mountains, the river, the lakes, everything is belong to him. And he said approximately 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500,000 or whatever acre full of cows. Nobody know how many. You're talking about really, really wealth. When somebody has two cows, he said, wow, he has two cows. He has a goat. He has 10, he has 15, he has 100. Look at this. Really value, really wealth. According to the report, also they said he was one of the most richest person in earth at this time. And in here we stop for a moment. What is the meaning of wealth? What is the meaning of property? What is the meaning of beauty? What is the meaning of the person who has no beauty? What is the meaning of knowledge? What is the meaning if you are a little bit slow? What is the meaning of all that? A lot of people have a lot of questions today. Why Allah did not give me this? Why Allah give her that? Why Allah give him he? And we forget the wisdom behind it. The whole thing is a trial. The one he has is a trial. The one who doesn't have is a trial. To do what? To be patient and thank Allah for what he provide to us. And also, if we believe the Creator is the wise, the Hakim, what he offer me is the best for me only if I know. And if I know, I will be content. Now imagine, this rich man, the one who live in a beautiful life, according to the report, he lived like that for over 70 or 80 years. And so beautiful. They said he had plenty of kids, nobody know how many. He has a lot of kids, nobody know even how many. And all of a sudden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send certain situation and the whole land start getting poor and drier, dry after dry, and certain disease, and all the animal died, and all his sons and kids die one after another, and all of a sudden he has nothing. Not only that, now he start being sick. And not only that, the sickness increase until the meat used to fall down and worm will come out from his skin. And his shape and his face and everything used to, you know, like feel so ugly, and he smelled so bad to the people get away from him. They do not even able to look at him. Imagine a person worm coming out of his mouth, from his eyes, from all over. He has no skin. People used to be scared of even getting closer to him. Even his own friend and relatives, they do not want to see him. Now usually disease stay for some time and the person die. Or for some time and that's it. And the person get cured. This person, the disease is keep increasing. People have no patience. You know what they did? And he's a messenger of Allah. Allah chose him to be a messenger. They took him and they make a decision. They said, let us throw him in the garbage outside the town. We cannot keep him in the town. He can be contagious. And let's throw him in a garbage dump we have outside. Every village or whatever used to have a garbage dump in a valley. Some big hole, and they have it as a garbage dump. They put him in a garbage dump. According to the report, he was like that for approximately 18 years. 18 years. Nobody start going to visit him anymore after some time. Meaning, this 18 years you spend it alone. You like it or you don't. Now alone, sick, have nothing. And even his wife, the one, she was very patient and very faithful to him, she started getting impatient. Look at now, impatient. And he set the example of patience after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah give him all the calamity you ever imagine, but in different style. We'll come to it when the time coming to talk about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a small story in here, his wife started going to help other for money. Meaning she will start now, imagine, from a wealthy woman owning all this wealth to a slave. She go work as a slave day by day to clean houses. You see? Look how Allah do. And even not too many people allow her to work for them. She would be lucky if she get a job sometime. And she used to go even look in the garbage to find any leftover food and give it to her husband. One of the very nice story in this time is, one day she was working in a family and they did not have given her any money yet. And she knows her husband is hungry. For many, many days he have no food. And she was babysitter. And the baby went to sleep and he has a piece of bread. She fall down, the piece of bread fall down from him. When she finished the work and everything is finished, she takes the piece of bread and she go to him. He asked her, where you get this piece of bread from? She tell him the story. He said, go back, give it to the boy before he wake up and cry, and we will be the thief of the piece of bread. She run. Look at the obedience of the wife. from all the way outside in the middle of the night, she ran in the middle of nowhere, running back to reach the family, run to the room of the boy and give him the piece of bread. At this time the boy is screaming, asking for the bread, she give it to him. She said, thanks Allah, Allah allow me to put the piece of bread in the right time of the hand of the boy. By the way, will not be witness against us in the Day of Judgment. Situation increase. One situation increased so bad, now the wife of the of Ayub alayhi salam, Job, wonder what she did. We said she was very pretty and she has a very long hair. She cut her hair and she went, she sold it to get some money for her husband. At this time, many things happen in short time. Two people, very close relative of Job, very close relative, friend for many years, they said, do you know, one of them said to the another, Job commits sins, never nobody committed like him. This is why Allah has tortured him. And the another one, he went and he gave it to Job. They said, what Job have? Because he commits sins, never anybody have it or did it more than him. Imagine you are a prophet and messenger, and prophet and messenger do not make any sin, none. And imagine this is the most close people to you. It rings a bell for us. You know a person for many years, and once Allah give you a calamity, you know, he's a sinner. Allah trial him. Look at how us, shaitan, make us sick and always have a negative. Always we have a negative thought. Instead of having a positive thought, no, I always have a negative thought. Where is this coming from? Shaitan. If we honest to ourselves, we think right away. Any negative from whom? Shaitan. Any goodness from us? Allah. From Allah. Anytime you think about something negative, it's shaitan. And by the way, a lot of us has a lot of shayateen in the heart, and we think we do not have it. You want to know or you do not know? Very simple. Look how many negative thoughts you have, how many positive thoughts you have. For no any reason. Sometimes we make a story, it's not even exist. And sometimes you wonder where it's coming from. Why? And another time Shaitan came to her in a shape and a way of a doctor. He said, I'm a doctor. I have the cure for your husband. Go tell him, I can cure him. You know what he did? He knew it right away. He told her what he meet you is the devil. He tried to trick you because he cannot trick me. And this was all respect to you. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the woman is a little bit weaker than men. When the time gets rough, if the shaitan cannot get the man, he will try to get him by another woman. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves the man and saves the woman. And we have to be careful. All messenger and prophet, they are completely protected from Allah. They do not engage in any sins. We have to keep this in our heart. And by the way, about the story about the two is a hadith by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said it to his companion. At this time, Ayub alayhi salam, Job, he will get very, not disappointed, but he make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, you know me, and you know what I did, and you know what they say. And you know, I used to walk in the front of two people, argue with each other, and when Ayub alayhi salam used to see that, he used to go home, keep crying for them, to Allah forgive them. Look at his quality. If he see people they have a dispute with each other, he just go to his home, he's a messenger, he keep crying for Allah to forgive them. This is his way. And now he beg Allah with what his quality is. And he said, Allah, if you know this is my quality, show up the truth. Also is his wife used to come and ask him, to ask Allah to cure him. He used to get upset. And he said, oh my wife, Allah give me goodness for 70 years or 77 years. You want me not to be patient only for 18 years or whatever time? How I ask Allah when I know is a trial from Allah? He was even shy to ask Allah for cure. Some of the early scholar, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was ready to give him cure any time, only if he asked. And Ayyub will not ask Allah, he was shy from Allah. What we learn in here? The value of patience and contentment with Allah. When now situation gets so desperate, and according to some scholars, they said the most desperate situation when he find out shayateen, the devil, the Satan, is really deceiving or trying to deceiving his wife and his friend. At this time, he asked Allah. And look the way he asked Allah. And look before he asked Allah what Allah said about him. إِنَّ وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا نَعْمَ الْعَبْدَ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ. We find him patient, good servant. He is always crying and praying for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Sad, verse 44. And when he gets really ill, to the point now, ill inside, outside, from what everybody said, he said, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. I have been touched by badness and you are the most merciful. And he keeps saying that. By the way, at this time when Shaitan was keep deceiving her, one day she tell him, oh Ayyub, oh Jayyub, for how long you will be patient and do not ask Allah? He gets so upset. He said, if Allah give me cure, I will beat you up 100 lashes. And he swear by Allah. Because by the way, messenger and prophet and their wife, their mistake, their sin is not like us. A tiny dislike of a situation is a sin. Just she tell him, oh Ayyub, imagine how she, you know, he's so ugly, nobody can look at him. Worms coming out all over. They said he's internal is almost like, you know, so dirty, so fungus and pimples and like so ugly. Any imagine, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him all kind of disease. And he said, if you just get closer, you cannot even get closer from the smell. He smells so rotten. So bad. Now situation is get so desperate. And in here is an important lesson also. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The lesson is here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him a license. He told him, Ayyub, take 100 branches of leaves in the ground, like grass. 100 grass. Collect them and make them one punch. And beat your wife with it, just one hit. It will fulfill your swear. By this way, you do not be fulfilling your own swear. Look how Allah, he give him a license to get away from beating his wife and also to be merciful with his wife. By this way, he fulfilled his promise and his commitment by the swear, because it's one of the quality of the believer. This is why do not swear about something until it's very important and you can fulfill it. If you cannot fulfill it, don't swear. Now, when Ayyub alayhi salam, he kept calling Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, hit the ground with your feet. A cold water, a cold well will come out. Wash yourself with it. He washed himself. He became like he never was sick again. And almost like he was young. He said, hit the ground again. Another well will get up, come up. He said, drink from it. It cure all his sickness inside. And in here, we remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرَ حِسَابٍ. The patient one, Allah will reward them without no account. According to the scholar, if you study Quran, the only quality Allah will give you reward for it without no amount, every deed you do has a limit. 10 times, 100 times, 700, 100. Not patient is no, unlimited. Allah, he said it, I reward with patient with unlimited amount of reward. So the value of and the verse is beautiful. واذكر عبدنا أيوب إذ نادى ربه أن يمسني الشيطان بنصب وعذاب أركض برجلك هذا مغتسل بارد وشراب. It's cleanless. The water was cleanless, cure, and give him beauty. ووهبنا له أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة منا وذكرى لأولي الألباب. They said his wife was going to get something to eat and for him. When she came back, she asked him, excuse me, you see this man, his name is Ayyub? She didn't know him. He said, I am Ayyub. She said, what? Oh, you know, the rest, you know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he returned all his kids back. How? We do not know. Not only that, he make his wife start having more kids. You like that, huh? Now he has a lot of kids. What else?
300?
Allah subhanahu Allah knows.
Maybe more.
You see, anything is not reported, I do not go with it. Or go for it. What else? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent a cloud. This cloud start dropping. Not water, no. Golden flies. Garad. Like, what they call it, the one they come in the autumn. Making a lot of sound. A lot of is in the tree. What do you call it? Anybody remember? No. It's a little bit big, is it greenish or grayish? It make a lot of cricket? Something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, cricket.
Cricket. Yeah. A lot of golden cricket and silver cricket. Meaning that the whole sky start dropping gold in the shape of cricket. Wonder what happened. And this is by hadith. Ayyub alayhi salam, he started collecting and putting in his bucket. Collecting and putting in his bucket. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him angel. He said, Ayyub, you do not have enough of all this land. I fill it with you. He said, oh Allah, how I can have no enough of your mercy and barakah, this barakah, blessing. And he put in his bucket.
Was gold and silver?
What's that?
Was gold and silver?
Gold and silver. And this hadith sahih, by the way, in Sahih Bukhari. Now what we learn in here about the story of Ayyub? 18 years in this calamity. Everything is gone. Not a small thing. Everything. Patient. And the value of patience. And what kind of wife? 18 years patient. And only she did one mistake. One mistake. Which she said, why you do not ask Allah? You have been for so long. This is considered a sin for her. Imagine. Think about. Not exactly, because she's a very faithful woman. But this tiny mistake, okay, Allah accepted from her with mercy. This is why he sent him the angel to teach him another license. Is to take the weeds, okay, collect them, 100 pieces, and hit her once. By this way, he said, I will hit you with 100 lashes. It is 100 lashes. Every time we hear a story, we think, imagine me, always. And the value of patience. And how patient am I? And we'll talk about it, inshallah, when we come to Yunus alayhi salam. Now about Ala Yaseen. He lived for some time, he has kids, he have, Allah give him all the wealth and more. Again, this teaching for us, inna ba'da al-usri yusra, inna ba'da al-usri yusra. After the calamity is opening, after calamity and the trial and tide is opening. Alat Yaseen is a very small story about the people of a village called Antakya or Antakya. And a man, his name was Habib al-Najjar, because he was a carpenter, according to some report, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messenger to this village and people deny them. And one man, just one man, Habib, he came and he said to the villager, why you do not listen to the messenger? Why you do not seek their advice? It's all the sequence in Surah Yaseen, or Surah Yaseen. What's the bottom line? Very simple. They deny him and they tell him, if you don't keep shut up and keep quiet, we will throw you with rocks until we kill you. He keep advising people with good manner. People kill him. But because this man, Allah loved him so much, Allah, he sends Angel Jibreel, he make one sound, the whole village is dead. As a punishment of those who are punishment one man. What we learn in here, the one who steadfast for Allah, Allah has to elevate him, living or dead. Sometimes we misunderstand. You do not have to be a living and do a lot for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open for you. No. No, 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 no. Opening is from Allah in a time Allah wants. And this is Ala Yaseen. You want to go really through it? Read the first almost 25 verse from Surah Yaseen. You will know the whole story. It's very simple, but what we learn from it, those who steadfast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen? Now we go to Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah. Yunus alayhi salam, his story is the opposite of any story in Quran again. And again, I have to remind you, all this surah and all this story, it came in the same time. What time, anybody remember? It revealed in the same time. What time? The 9th years and the 10th years of the beginning of the invitation and revelation to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where? In Mecca. Which year is that? Amul Huzn, the year of sadness. To teach the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his companion, be patient. You're not only suffering. Everybody who seek Allah, he has to go through trial. And this why anybody he wants to do invitation to Allah, he has to be checked and he has to be tried. You like it or you don't. If Allah accepts you. And Allah can make it easy or Allah can make it difficult according to what Allah wants. But the road of inviting to Allah is not rosy, it's full of thorn, full of calamity and trial. And only if you be patient and return everything to Allah. And we will come now to the roots and fundamental understanding of inviting to Allah. We will know it now by the story of Jonah and what Jonah did. Jonah alayhi salam, again he was a messenger. وَإِنَّ يُونُسْ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent him to a place called Ahl Nainui. And Ahl Nainui, the people of Nainui, they are located in a place called Ahl al-Mawsul. And this place is located in Iraq area, Ahl al-Iraq. And again, Yunus alayhi salam, he was sent to a group of people. Only one village, this is his job. And these people, according to the report, was 100,000 and something. How much something? Something has been some this, you know, different. Some people said 100,000 and 300,000. 100,000, 200,000 is almost like less than 1,500,000. We take what the Quran said. 100,000 awiyazid, waziyad. 100,000 and a little bit more. What he did like any other messenger. O people, believe in Allah, Allah is one, good manner, good conduct, good behavior, the normal questioning and invitation from any messenger to any people. What he received? He receives a similar situation. You are a liar. You are crazy. Who sent you? What? And the whole scenario. What he did? He did inviting his people day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. Anybody believe? None. None. It rings a bell? None. Now, Remember, all messenger and prophet, Allah allows him and gives him a license of one pray. Accept it, pray. Whatever he asks Allah, Allah will do. Finished. What Nuh alayhi salam did, you remember? When he get fed up with his people, he said, oh Allah, take them, curse them, finish them all. Allah finished them all. What Yunus alayhi salam, he did the same. He warned them, in 3 days, a torture of Allah will come and finish you all. But he did something. He left. He left them and he left. Where he's going? He decided to go someplace else. He get, you know, enough is enough. Is having any revelation? No. Is Allah tell him? No. Is Angel Jibreel tell him? No. What we see in here? Uh-oh. Yunus alayhi salam, he did a mistake. What's the mistake? Is he did something Allah did not command him to do. At this moment, we stop for a moment. What we learn in here? An inviter to Allah, he has a job. Only a job. What is your job? To invite. Who listen, who will not listen, who learn, who do not learn, is not your business. You have a job and that's it. You cannot change nobody. You cannot guide those who you like. Allah guide those who want and whom who love. He love, not my love, not what I want. When he did that, something strange also happened. If you study the sunnah of Allah, the way of Allah, always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted certain people to be accepted Islam and the rest is out. Especially poor people embrace Islam. Rich people, out. This is sunnah of Allah. Why? This is the way Allah always do. This time, because what he did, Allah did something unique to Allah. He's the owner. He put in their heart a fear. The whole village fear Allah like never they fear. And men, women, young, old, everybody, they wear the masur. They wear a very, 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 like you know, the... You know, like the bags of having like crops and stuff like that. The very like a very very cheap material. Very very uncomfort. You feel like onion and potatoes.
Yeah,
the sack. They wear sacks. Yeah. All of them. And they went outside in the valley. And all of them cried to Allah for 3 days. All of them, men, women, child, nobody was stopped. Everybody. Everybody crying to Allah, ask Allah to forgive them. Wonder what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened their heart and all of them believe in Allah. Just as a trial for Yunus. Look at how Allah worked. You try to put your nose with me? Come on, I show you who's the door. Please, think. This is a big, big trial. Now, who will be tested? The messenger. Who Allah gives him mercy? The bad people. Allah, you choose whom you want. Now, Yunus alayhi salam went to the sea. He saw a boat. The boat is ready to leave. He just wants to go. He just upset. He wants to go to another land. Excuse me, I won't come. The people who are collecting the rope for the boat, it's not a big boat. Like a small merchant boat. They ask the captain. The captain said, we have enough weight. We have no extra. But he still his people like that. He look, he find mashallah, he look a pious man. He felt so guilty to leave him. He said, come on. He took them. Now he starts the journey. For wisdom, Allah knew. The sun is clear, the sky is clear, the wind is beautiful, journey is beautiful. All of a sudden, the sky cloud. Heavy rain come, heavy wind, heavy wave. The boat almost going to be broken. The captain has to do something. He start get rid of extra miscellaneous in a plane, in a boat. And wonder what happened. Now coming the trial. They said extra weight has to be thrown away. Somebody has to be thrown away. They said, let's have, what do you call it?
Shoes.
When you have like sticks. They said, let's get sticks, collect it, and we pick one. You know? And whoever the stick belong to, we throw him away. And it came to whom? Exactly, like a lottery.
Lottery, yeah.
Okay?
Lottery.
Now, the first time, it came to whom? Jonah. Yunus alayhi salam. He said, oh, be merciful with this pious man. Let's do it again. They do it again. The same thing again. He felt it. He's a prophet. He's a messenger. They did it the third time. Now he gets the message. He went to the edge and he threw himself by himself. He knew. Also, according to some reports, they said, somebody commits sins. What we see is a sign from Allah. But when they try to find out, they do not want to make mistake. Because they look at him, mashallah, he's the one, no way. He looks so pious. Even they do not know he's a messenger, but he looks so humble. When they throw him in the wave, what do you think in a time like that? What kind of wave is that? In the middle of the sea. Can anybody survive? No. And the moment he thrown himself in the sea, a big huge whale came, hop, take him inside without no scratch. Why? Because it was having wahi from Allah. It has been revealed to it to do what exactly Allah wants her to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said about him at this moment something very beautiful. وَأَنَّ يُونَسْ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقْ وَالْأَبْقْ هنا Allah said الْهَارِبْ مِنْ سَيِّدُكْ. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him at this time, he is a slave running from his master. And this is what he did. فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَضِينَ فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتَ وَهُوَ مُلِينَ. What happened is, he was at this time, he felt guilty. He felt guilty of what he did. He knew it. What is the Yunus quality? He used to do a lot of dhikr. He's among the one who do tasbih. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. He always do dhikr all the time. Do you know what Allah allowed him to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded the whale to go all the way to the bottom of the ocean. And with the will of Allah, he allowed Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the whale to hear all the fish doing tasbih to Allah. Now he hear the worship and the remembering of Allah of all the fish and all the creature in the bottom of the sea. At this time he gets the message. And now at this time he said the very famous dua, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. No one except you, Allah. Praise to you, to Allah. I am among those who are oppressors against myself. And according to the report, he keeps saying that for 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. Darkness of darkness of darkness. Darkness of the sea, darkness of the deep of the ocean, darkness of the belly of the whale. Three, darkness. And in here again, we see in Quran many verses, even in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the meaning of you not the one. Meaning you are only inviter. You cannot do anything except invite. But guidance is from Allah. وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهِ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want all the people in earth to be guided, He will do. Do you want Bush people and force them to be a believer? This is Surah Yunus 99. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Surah Al-Kahf, verse 6. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was killing himself. How he killed himself? By being in agony. He's very sad, agony. He almost lost himself. He's feeling very ill. He cannot eat, he cannot sleep. Because people is not accepting Islam. Because always inviter, especially Messenger and Prophet, they understand where the people will go. And this aching. And aching is needed, but not to the level, to the point you think you have to do it and they have to listen to you. No. Listening from Allah, opening from Allah, guidance from Allah, wisdom from Allah, in the time He want, in the way He want, not my way and not my time. If I understand that, my way of invitation should be different completely. Should be invitation with mercy. Invitation of me. Try to talk to Allah. Meaning I'm talking to you. But actually I'm not talking to you. I'm talking between me and Allah. Because I believe Allah is the door. If I believe Allah is the door, I'm talking to Allah and said, oh Allah, open His heart for me. So for him or for her to enter Islam, for you Allah, to worship you Allah, to recognize you Allah, to spread mercy you Allah, and for me, because I want the reward you Allah, and I want to be among those who do the job you Allah. By this way, my intention and my way, and if I really believe about what I'm saying, my da'wah will come with humble. I'm in a state of begging. My da'wah will be in a state of begging. Do you know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he used to walk in the villages and he said, من يعينني على رسالة ربي وله الجنة. من يعينني على رسالة ربي وله الجنة. Who will help me to spread the deen of Allah and he has Jannah? And nobody listened to him. Help me out and you get paradise. Help me out of the message of Allah and you get paradise. And this, who do that? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And nobody listened to him. For how much? 13 years. Because for 13 years, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making da'wah, invitation to Islam day and night, every day, all the time. And only less than 100 embrace Islam. In 13 years. And today, look at us. We want. And even we do not have even time and patience to learn. We do not even know how to start connecting our heart to Allah. All this messenger and prophet, they have waqfat tarbiyah. They have a time when Allah prepare them to gain the quality to be able to be an inviter. Today, we won't be an inviter before even any calamity, before any trial, before even we have the humility and quality and patience and manner and respect and humble and humility and wisdom and opening and light and vision. All has to do with coming from Allah. But it's not a miracle. You have to be trying, crying, have ache, want, and be patient until Allah open. And look at the sequence. And this is what I see missing today. Allah give his knowledge to Jibreel. Jibreel alayhi salam gives the knowledge to the Prophet. The Prophet do according to what Allah give him. Today, we're coming from nowhere and we want to spread Islam the way we want. And if a learned person coming and advise us, we want to be rebellious and we want to run. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a sequence in this earth. If Allah choose a person and he give him something, respect what Allah give to this person. And the way to respect it is obedience and be patient. The moment you do that, you did the right sequence. You're respecting the right sequence of Allah. Because also, if you push too much, you can do a lot of damage. You can do a lot of damage. And you think you're doing goodness. And at this time, Allah will allow you to have some mountain as a trial for you. And you do not know. I'm telling you from my heart. I saw many people do da'wah and they fall down so quick. Because they so get arrogant. And they think, I'm doing. Doing what? None of us do anything. Allah is the guider. Allah is the opener. He's the owner of all the heart. All this was a wisdom from Allah. It didn't happen like that. Every story has a wisdom because Allah, He wants to teach us something. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَأُوحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخْذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بِيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرُ وَمِمَّا يَعْرُجُونَ. The chapter of Nahl, verse 68. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah reveal and teach, put in the heart of the bees what to do and how to do it. Because if you study bees, they have a kingdom so perfect. They have a system and constitution. All mankind until now learning from it. Who teaches them? Allah said, He is a teacher. And people wonder what's going on. He's a teacher. What this meaning? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said to the hoot, to the whale, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's revealing to the whale exactly what to do. Is no whale is swallowing a person and tell him, excuse me, let me swallow it like a bill and have no any scratch in the middle of the heavy ocean. No. No whale do that. Or no fish do that. Fish, mashallah, when it take you, she makes sure she have you, mashallah, grinded, you know. Anyway, this was a teaching for Allah to Yunus alayhi salam. Now Yunus alayhi salam is keeping crying to Allah and do dhikr again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said something beautiful, we learn from it. وَذَنُّونَ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. The noon, which Yunus alayhi salam, Jonah, he went and he was angry. فَظَنَّ أَن لَن نَقْدِرْ عَلَيْهِ. And he think we cannot really get him. فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. And he called us in the darkness. أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the prayer and the dua of Yunus alayhi salam, مَا دَعَى بِهِ مُسْلِمْ إِلَّا وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَرَجَ هَمُّهُ. If you call this dua in any calamity or any need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for you. But again, sometimes we make this prayer and we want the opening now, or the time I want. No, this is not the manner. I do the prayer, I do the dua, I believe Allah will open, and be patient. Again, patient and respect of Allah. Today, I tell you, I saw a lot of people want to do da'wah and they do mischief against themselves and against Allah. Because they won't follow the desire. They do not follow want any manner or any teaching. They want just follow desire, and it's very dangerous. You will have, you will do da'wah, Allah will allow you, but you will go for a short period of time and you will watch what happened to you. Look, a messenger, and Allah give him a heavy trial. A messenger, because he did not listen. I want you to stop and hear and think. And just because he make a different decision without the will of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted his prayer. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, is Yunus alayhi salam, again, he was among those who have all with dhikr. By this way, you want to do invitation to Allah, you have always to be in dhikr. You have to remember Allah in a bundle, day and night. You have to be engaged in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the whale came, oh, throw him away in the shore. Oh. The way he came in, throw him away in the shore, in some shore. Now he's very ill, he's weak, he has seasick, he has many sickness, his skin is sick, everything is sick. What Allah said? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his qudra, with his power and wisdom, he make a tree of what do you call it? In Arabic called yaqteen. In another Arabic language called qara, pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
A tree of pumpkin. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Why? They said the wisdom of Allah is a tree of pumpkin. The leaves is so wide and so soft, and they are overlap each other. Don't forget, pumpkin can be a tree or pumpkin bush.
It can be a pumpkin.
Okay, and here is a pumpkin tree, is a little bit higher, and it has a lot of
leaves
to cover him softly, to use it. And also in here is a wisdom, because he said pumpkin has a lot of goodness in it when you eat it raw. It's very good for you for many diseases. This is why in the old days, pumpkin, if you take it and cut it and boil it and take the water from it and drink it for 7 days, is very good for many disease and many problems. You see? Allah did not let any tree to grow. Pumpkin tree. And also pumpkin tree, no flies coming around it. A lot of trees and a lot of fruits, a lot of flies around it, not pumpkin. For wisdom, Allah knows. And also he said it has a lot of goodness for the blood and the head and the brain. Because you need it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said at here, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We accept his prayer. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. And we protect him and save him from his own calamity. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the same way, we will save the believer. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. if he was not among those who do dhikr and praise Allah. And this Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 88. لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. If he was not engaging in dhikr, well, let him stay in a whale until the day of judgment. Look at this. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was angry, and in the meantime, he sent his mercy because dhikr. And this is why somebody said, if you engage in da'wah, the pillar of da'wah is what? Dhikr. And if you stay in dhikr, you have no time to talk about no topic. Because you need it. You're busy. You're busy with Allah. Now, what is the wisdom of these stories? One of the wisdom in here, can I be in the middle of da'wah, in the middle of inviting other? Can I get upset? Can I get impatient? Can I decide anything else? Until I ask Allah. And I wait until Allah give me what to do. Otherwise, the teaching in here, if I do similar to Yunus, I get torture from Allah. And let me tell you something in the front of Allah tonight. By this way, if I die, I tell you. A lot of Muslims today, the engaging of da'wah to non-Muslim, and they commit shirk with Allah. They commit partner with Allah. Because their way of giving da'wah, like me, I'm talking to you, listen to me. Who am I? You're listening to whom? Who is the one allow you to listen? Your voice is almost like you are Allah. Your way, like you are the one you're going to open. No. If you really understand da'wah, and you fear Allah, and you think about the wisdom of Allah, and you remember Allah, you will talk like a beggar. You will talk like a beggar. Not to the human being, but because you're talking to the human being and you are connecting to Allah. And remember, Allah is the opener. If He accepts from you. If I really believe that, how is my voice? How I will talk to you?
Sorrowful.
I will talk even in a sorrow manner. Because I'm looking to Allah. Because even I do not have the quality. Imagine I do not have the quality. None of us have the quality. Imagine Messenger and Prophet. They do da'wah and invitation for many, many years and nobody listen. And today, we won't just go. I tell you the truth today, I feel it. Subhanallah. Nobody wants to listen. Nobody wants to be patient. I keep repeating what I'm saying. Please listen to me. Connect your heart to Allah. Do dhikr. Be patient. Keep your mouth shut. Wait until Allah give you. I'm telling you from my life. You're learning a little bit and you won't jump. Be patient. Shaitan will get you. Which more benefit? To be a strong tree and even to give to a lot of people, or be a small broom, a small tiny tree, and you won't feel you are somebody? How much you sacrifice, how much knowledge, how much experience, how much connection with Allah, how much crying, how much companionship with others. Da'wah, somebody said, you cannot do it until you engage with somebody, do da'wah. And be a companion for some time. Because somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to people like an inheritor. Like knowledge, you inherit it from each other. But today I find everybody's hurry. Hurry for what? Where are you going? With whom? If you're not going to be with those who Allah chose them, who you will be with?
Shaitan.
And shaitan will bubble you up. And you will be finished in no time. Because any time you think you did something, you are finished. And what Allah did? Allah, He did the opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allowed the whole village to enter Islam, and He said, وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينَ. And we make them enjoy life. Just because Yunus. It never happened in the history of the whole life. Allah make whole village embrace Islam. Everybody, Allah give them guidance as a teaching. You give them invitation, you do not listen, I will show you, I will give them guidance, all of them, by me. A teaching. But we have to be careful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا ينبغي لأحد أن يقول أنا خير من يونس بن متى. Nobody can say I'm better than Yunus because he commit mistakes. We cannot say that. He's a messenger of Allah. And his story is a teaching for us and a lesson. For those who want invite to Allah, remember who you are. You are a slave. Allah choose you to invite. And if you know it really and believe it, you will be really fearing Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in here, something beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6 or chapter 7, verse 95 or 90. أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداهم اقتدي. Those who Allah give them guidance, with their example, you will get guidance. Listen carefully. All messenger and prophet, their story is an example for us how we gain knowledge and wisdom of what we're doing. And Allah, He command us and advise us with their ways of living and what they did, have example of their life. And also we learn calamity and a trial, it doesn't mean you are a sinner. Calamity and a trial is a state to purify you, to elevate you, to make you close to Allah, to choose you, to prepare you for something good, only if you be patient. And also to teach you sincerity, to teach you manner, to teach you patience, to teach you thanks to Allah, to teach you to be in a state of contentment, to realize Allah is a door. And most of all, to make you cry to Allah and remember, the only one can lift the calamity is Allah. Do not go complain to other. And to remember Allah is the door with all the wide angle meaning. From every aspect, you have to believe Allah is a door. And this, let me tell you something, all of us poor in it. Very poor. Very poor. We see it with our tongue. When the time coming, we follow desire. May Allah save us. And also we have to remember the importance of inviting. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owned the message about inviting. The whole message is inviting, and we forget. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the messenger with His ummah. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mother gave him birth, shaitan screamed. And all shayateen came to him, "Oh, our master, what are you screaming about?" He said, "A messenger has been born, and he will lead people to paradise." He said, "He will die after some year. What do you worry about?" He said, "No. This time, a messenger is coming with his own ummah with him. And all his nation is coming with him. Because this nation, the Muslim, Allah give them the quality of messenger and prophet, which He gives them the job. We do not have the quality, but He gives us the job. But for those who understand it and sacrifice and have it as a job. Have it as a job, people do not want to receive it yet. Imagine if you are working for 8 hours. Can you laugh? Can you giggle? Can you talk about different topic? Can you engage in anything else? The owner of that place, he will tell you, get out. You're not doing the job. Once you engage in da'wah, you have to remember, you are working for Allah. And if you're working for Allah, you have to remember who you're working for. And how much reward Allah is giving you. And if you're doing it really sincere to Allah, how much Allah will be pleased with you. Is no place for my desire. Is no place for my feeling. Is no place for nothing. I'm a slave, working. I have a mission. I have a duty. And even I'm inside of me aching because I do not know if I have the quality, Allah will accept me. If I have all this in my heart, and the condition of all the Muslims and what's going on, if I'm really sincere about this, what I should be thinking about? What I should be thinking about? What I should be engaging of? Do you know they said what? They said, anybody who engages in da'wah, he has to be crying all day and night. And this is what happened to all messenger and prophet. They be constant crying. Because they do da'wah, and they see people dying, going to hellfire. And for mercy, they crying of the condition. And they crying because they know the mercy of Allah is not coming. By this way, they crying to Allah because they know the only one is Allah. He's the one He can open. And by the way, you will never receive this unless certain limit or certain things have to be happening. You have to sacrifice. You have to spend time. You have to think. You have to ache. You have to want. And you have to learn. And you have to be with those who Allah showed them. And be humble and patient. And obedience. And wait until Allah opened for you. By this way, you do not cause mischief to you or others. Patience is the key. If we do not do that, wonder what happened. Allah teach us. Is that calamity? Do you know what going on in the whole Ummah today? Is a calamity from Allah because we left Islam. We want to use Islam, but we do not want to give to Islam. You see? We want to use Islam, we want to take from Islam, but we do not want to water Islam. How you water Islam? By inviting. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to teach us, don't look to condition. Don't look to anything. Don't look to what the people do. Don't look what the people say. Don't look. Condition, He is the owner of all condition. Don't look to the means. Don't look to the denial. And also do not wait for the opening and set a time or a place or say this is the way. I feel shame, very shame. When I see today a lot of Muslims have a meeting and say this is the way Islam can spread. Meeting after meeting. And everybody come with agenda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said it already. What are you coming with? What you can add? From whom? Who give you the power of authority? We don't like Christian and Jew. And this is why meeting after meeting, national meeting, international meeting, local meeting, and nothing is happening. Why? Because we are doing mischief against Allah. And Allah is torture us with our hand. Unless we go back humbly to Allah. One of the other thing is, again, to be patient and wait for the wisdom of Allah. Wait until Allah opens for you. Don't move hasty. Don't move according to your desire. Be patient. Ask. Make istikhara. Make salatul haja. And by the way, if we do not do that, wonder what happened. Calamity after calamity, calamity after calamity, calamity after calamity, unless we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, the dhikr of Allah is the one can save us. All the time do dhikr. All the time do dhikr. All the time do dhikr. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Can I have one question?
What's that?
Jonah went back to his people. He didn't go back.
Yes, but don't forget Allah said it already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him a gift. By the time he go back, everybody was already Muslim. Not by Jonah,
no,
by Allah. And not only that, he opened the goodness for them. He opened the goodness for them. Any question, any concern, I hope we get the message. And I hope we learn from it before it's too late. This is the job of Allah. Invitation is the job of Allah. Allah choose whom He want. But remember, if Allah want to choose you, be patient, be humble, be careful the way you talk to people. Be careful even the way you talk, the tone of voice, the status of the heart, how you look like. Remember, you are a beggar for Allah. You're talking to them with humble and humility for Allah. Any question, any concern? Why I said to you today, I consider this a very important lesson. Anybody can tell me why of what you hear so far? Anybody please open the door in the back by this way to have a little bit of fresh air. I'm not going to take too much of your time, but anybody can tell me why? Why this particular lesson is very important? Leave it open. Anybody know? Why today is very important? What do you think? What is very important in this lesson today?
Going back to something you said earlier about watering Islam.
Yeah. Is one of them. One of them. You see, one of them is very important because it is the only way to spread Islam, to grow it. Imagine if you have a tree. You keep taking from the fruits, but you're not watering the tree. Wonder what happened to the tree after a while. Will dry, and the fruit will become weak. You see? And can the fruit benefit others? No. And what happens if you start watering the tree? The tree getting bigger, the fruit get more and more beneficial to others. And this is what happening to us. We become a criminal in the eye of Allah. We're not spreading goodness in ourselves or others. And we're the one who have the message. If Allah give you the message, why you keep it for yourself? Why you cannot join it with other and let them know? But again, it is the way you give it. You should not give it like, this is a message, you have to listen to me, that's it, or you're going to hellfire. No.
Yeah, well, before, if you get a message, before pass it on to others, you have to make sure that you do the right thing.
Exactly. And this is how you do it, with companionship. You cannot do it alone. Because why? Why Allah send messenger and the messenger have disciple or companion? To see what they're doing.
Yes.
To learn in action. And this house, he can carry the knowledge in action. Today, everybody wants to do it by computer, by internet. Is a computer can give you generosity? Can give you patience?
No.
Can give you humble and humility?
No.
Yes, he will carry the knowledge. Yes, I can give somebody a tape. I can give him a book. This is easy. And the person, yes, he will know the message. But this is not invitation.
No.
Invitation when I ache for the person, when I be for the person, when I really try to get closer to the person. You know?
The computer is, man put knowledge in that computer.
You see, knowledge is not the cause. Shaitan have a knowledge.
Yes, Allah give us.
You see, Shaitan have knowledge. What's the benefit of his knowledge? He has all the knowledge.
No use.
Nobody has knowledge more than Shaitan. He aware about all revelation from the beginning of Adam until now. You see, we're so blind today. You know why? We forget who's the door. Can you see it? We think it's a book or a verse. We have the Quran. But Quran, can the Quran walk to people?
No.
Alaykum as-salam. Leave it open. Leave it open. You see, Quran cannot go to walk to people.
You have to go.
You have to go. You have to show Quran. I remember one time one lady in 42nd Street. Almost 2 o'clock in the morning, I was talking to somebody, and all of a sudden, one person, before you know it, believe me, it was a big circle around me. I talk about Islam and everybody listening. Do you know what happened to me? Wallahi, I swear by Allah, one woman came to me and tell me, what you said is beautiful, I love it. I believe it in my heart, but I want from you one thing. I said, what is it? She told me, take me to some people doing what you say. I said, I can. She told me, how you want me to believe about something I cannot see? I said, forgive me and forgive us. We have the message, but we do not implement it. Tell me which locality I will take her to see Islam. Which masjid I will take her to see Islam and brotherhood and sisterhood. Where? Today we are brotherhood and sisterhood for 5-10 minutes. Just have little bit of relationship between each other. Ooh. Where's the quality? And quality is the core of any messenger and prophet. Imagine the per messenger prophet, the one Allah create all the earth and what it contain and mankind. And he choose the perfect one. He's a creator. He choose a perfect one for the job. All messenger and prophet. From all messenger and prophet, the Prophet ﷺ and all the report talk about 313 from them. And from 313, Allah talk about a few of them in Quran. And from the few, Allah choose 5, call them Ulul Azm, the most strongest one. And from the 5, Allah choose 2, Ibrahim and Muhammad. And from the 2, Allah choose 1. Again, if you look to each one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his childhood until he gets the message, 40 years, calamity after calamity, calamity after calamity, calamity after calamity. Why? A trial. To prepare him, to prepare his quality. Quality do not come with goodness. I remember one very good of man, very pious man, and he was very rich. And he has a very big palace. Some people went to visit him. And the slave, one of his slave servant, he came to serve them. And the slave servant was very bad manner. Very bad manner. Very bad manner. And they asked him, how come you keep a slave like that? He said, I need him. He said, what do you need him for? He has a bad manner. He said, his bad manner allow me to have a good manner. He said, his bad manner training me to have a good manner. If I do not have him, how I know if I have a good manner? We forget. Good manner show up in the time of hardship, not in the time of ease. Time of ease, anybody can be good. Anybody can be good. But in the time of calamity, in the time of trial, in the time of somebody let you do something against your desire. Wonder what happened. All of us holding our desire in our nose. We do not want anybody to touch our desire. You touch my desire, I kill you. And it's destroying us. Invitation, you have to take your desire, put it in the bathroom, flush it. Finished. And be patient for Allah. I'm serious. Because once you start inviting, you will have a lot of opposition, a lot of try from Allah. Allah will not give you the gift like that. You have to really work hard to deserve it. Allah chooses whom He wants. By this way, my advice to myself first and you, learn how to be closer to Allah. Learn how to be patient. Patient with good manner. Very important. Patient with, do not speed up anything. Do not even open anything until Allah give you. Don't jump. Always ask Allah to give you. To give you what? Wisdom, ability, light, vision, understanding. And none of this will come until you sacrifice. And word sacrifice, a lot of Muslims, or actually the majority of Muslims, do not know it today. They think if I give you $5 or $10 is sacrifice. No. Sacrifice has to be with all means. Not only money, right. Time, yourself. Allah will put you in a situation and test you.
Sleep.
Many things. Things will happen against your desire. What are you going to do? Are you going to be mutabarrin? Are you going to be in comfort and dislike what's going on? Think. Why you dislike what's going on if you believe what is written from Allah? Every situation happened to us in our life from Allah, for wisdom Allah knows. And this was the inviter. All the time, return everything to Allah. And ask, oh Allah, give me the wisdom. What is going on, Ya Allah? I do not understand, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, I talk to such and such today. Oh Allah, what do you want me to do? I do not know if they listen to me or not. You are the only one, allow them to listen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give them guidance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give them light, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give them vision, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give them understanding, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give them ability to implement what we're talking about, Ya Allah. Is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is down, this invitation to Allah. No, we do not have to go tomorrow. We said what we have to say. Any question, any concern, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to realize what we heard and what we hearing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the wisdom and the benefit of what we're hearing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to carry the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is all a gift from Allah. Allah choose whom He want. And if you see somebody has quality more than you, make dua for them. Make dua for them, Allah gives them more sincerity. And accept them, Ya Allah. And increase their effort. And make me like them. And if you see somebody who has no quality, oh Allah, save them from themselves, Ya Allah, and give them the quality, Ya Allah. Do not put anybody down. Do not even engage with disbeliever and think or curse. It is our job. Don't curse nobody. Don't insult nobody. Don't make mistake with anybody. You have no right. Their mistakes and their sins for themselves. And we have a duty. Any question, any concern, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the patience and give me the quality. And may Allah give it to you all too and all the Muslims before it's too late. Because we like it or we don't, we're responsible in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت، فاغفر لنا مغفرة من عندك يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ولا فاتنين ولا مفتونين. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم زيننا بحسن الخلق، اللهم زيننا بحسن الخلق وحق اليقين وحق التوكل. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. يا جميل يا جميل يا جميل، يا ودود يا نور، يا هادي يا فتاح يا الله. جملنا يا الله، جملنا بنورا من عندك يا رب العالمين، وبصيرة من عندك يا رب العالمين، وهدى وتقوى يا الله، وقبولا يا الله. اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين، اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين، اللهم اجعلنا من المقبولين المباركين، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض برحمتك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا، واختم لنا بالطيبات المباركات. بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، حقا وصدقا ويقينا يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, accept our effort purely to you, Ya Allah, and shower us with your mercy, Ya Allah, with your guidance, with your light, and make us beautiful with good manner, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, make us working for you, Ya Allah, and make us love you, and love those who love you, and make others love you for you, Ya Allah, and end up our life with the truth of La ilaha illallah, truthful and sincere, an invitation to you, Ya Allah. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.